This is Wade Ranthke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. 70,000 in Brussels rallied to demand that the Belgium government and the European Union increase their efforts to fight climate change in the fourth rally in 2 months to attract 10,000 or more marchers. Average cost for an infant in a daycare center is $1,230 per month in the U.S. More than 200 prominent men have lost their jobs during the hashtag MeToo movement, and nearly half of them were succeeded by women. A report by the World Economic Forum predicted that it would take 202 years to achieve gender parity in the workplace, significantly more than 170 years estimated in 2016. Only the Minnesota legislature is split between Republicans and Democrats, while the rest of the state legislatures are all one party controlled or another for the first time in 100 years. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation cut back its parental leave policy from 1 year to 6 months, arguing that it was not sustainable because it impaired the work of the foundation. Instead, it is offering $20,000 in stipend for new parents for child care costs. The average IRS tax return fund received by Americans for 2017 income was $2,800. Some colleges, like Seton Hall University in New Jersey, use computer tracking to determine when and how often a student applicant visited their website, how quickly they opened an email from the school, and other factors to rate the odds that they would accept admission. According to Bankrate's cost of living calculator, a $40,000 salary pays for the same lifestyle that costs $75,000 in the San Francisco Bay Area. The five-week federal government shutdown cost the United States economy $11 billion, with nearly a quarter of that lost permanently, according to the Congressional Budget Office. Perv's Consumer Watchdog's recent report, How Safe Is Our Food?, reveals a shocking 83% increase in annual recalls of meat and poultry from 2013 to 2018. The union representing Border Patrol agents, usually an ardent supporter of Trump policy, says the administration's policy to return asylum seekers to Mexico is incentivizing illegal immigration and punishing legal immigration. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Ranthke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement to our sister stations WDSV 91.9 FM in Greenville, Mississippi, and KABF 88.3 FM in Little Rock, Arkansas. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.